glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
It's Thursday, October 6th. Welcome to Mark and Friends. I'm Tim Nelson, coming to you from the WLUJ Great News Media Studios at 600 West Mason Street in Springfield. Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11 say, I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding, for I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 to 11.
I look around and see my wonderful life, almost perfect from the outside. In picture frames, I see my beautiful wife, always smiling, but on the inside, oh, I can hear her saying, lead me with strong hands. In their innocent eyes, they're just children from the outside. I'm working hard, I tell myself they'll be fine. They're independent, but on the inside, oh, I can hear them saying, lead me with strong hands.
God doesn't need us. He knows exactly what steps to take in order to accomplish his purposes. Yet at the same time, he calls us to be devoted to prayer. That's what Colossians 4 verse 2 says. Prayer allows inadequate people to connect with an all-sufficient God. As our understanding of his character grows, we'll have a better idea of what to ask, and our prayers will become more effective. So don't give up. Keep spending time with God, and we'll keep discovering the blessings of prayer.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour.
While you wait on God's answer to that hard situation you're facing, don't lose confidence in His goodness. Be strong, be patient, keep clinging to His Word, and keep trusting in His unfailing love. The Bible says He has a good plan for you. He really does.
Good Shepherd of my soul, come dwell within me. Take all I am and mold Your likeness in me. Before the cross of Christ, this is my sacrifice. A life laid down and ready to follow. The trouble find their peace in true surrender. The prisoners their release from chains of anger. In springs of living grace, I find a resting place to rise refreshed, determined to follow. With Christ before me, where thorns and thistles grow and cords ensnare me, though doubted and denied, He never leaves my side, but lifts my head and calls me to follow. Strength is failing. He'll carry me along through death's unveiling. Earth's struggles overcome, heaven's journey just begun. To search Christ's depths and ever to follow. To search Christ's depths and ever to follow.
Jesus came because you and I will never be good enough, faithful enough, wise enough, and loving enough. Humble, confessing neediness is what grace produces. Proud, defensive self-sufficiency is the enemy of that work of grace. God breaks us not to punish us, but to remake us into something more beautiful than we would have ever been without the hardship of His mercy. Ephesians 2, verse 8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast."
Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's restless heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough. God of Jacob, you use the weak to lead the strong. You lead us in the song of your salvation, and all your people sing along.
Have you ever noticed a situation that seemed impossible to endure? Years later, did you realize how that trial prepared you for things to come? The scriptures tell us that the Lord sometimes allows us to be sifted for greater service. In other words, he may give Satan permission to affect an area of our life and thereby transform us into stronger witnesses for him. In Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32, the Lord allowed Satan to sift Peter. And in doing so, God separated the wheat from the chaff, the righteous areas of Peter's life from the ungodly areas. Why not consider asking God to bring into focus similar ways that he's used difficulties for your ultimate good?
My life won't always go the way that I plan. There'll be some stuff that I won't understand. I'm gonna stumble every now and again, but I know. Could, and I know you're working everything for my good. Every trial, every heartache, every letdown, you're raising it up for my good. Every season, every new day, every moment, you're making a way for my good. Oh, you're making a way for my good.
Sometimes it's hard to live the I believe. Sometimes my doubts do get the best of me, yeah. These days I struggle to trust like I should. Still I know you're working everything for my good.
Every trial, every heartache, every letdown, you're raising it up for my good. Every season, every new. Lord, you are the great I am. I may not know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow in his hands. Why would I worry? Lord, you are the great I am. I may not know what tomorrow holds, but I know.
Every heartache.
Coming up tomorrow on this very program, Mark is back with Pastor Jason, and they bring this question to the table with their studio audience. What are your motives? From Marketplace Mall and the Great News Media Studios in Champaign tomorrow at 7:32 a.m. and the replay at 7:32 p.m. Illinois time on this Great News Media station. I'm Tim Nelson. Thank you for listening to Mark and Friends, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us lay before the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder,
when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is